بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Martyrdom is certainly one of the greatest of virtues where proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be achieved. A martyr not only sacrifices his life in the way of Allah, but also leaves an unprecedented example for those left behind. These martyrs take the tragedy of Karbala as the way of life, learning from it and even living it. While some, like Habib ibn Madahir, give their lives for Allah's sake in the frailest of their ages, and others, like Ali ibn al-Akbar, choose to sacrifice themselves in the delicate span of their youth. Shaheed Jihad Mughniya was just like one of them, for he gave up his life in the peak of his youth. There are not many that had heard of him in his lifetime, yet his martyrdom elevated the spirit of resilience and strength to an incredible extent amongst his counterparts. This is the distinction of the youth of Hizbullah. While alive, they are known only to the Israeli spies, but after reaching the glorious station of martyrdom, they become renowned in the entire Islamic world for their valor. Shaheed Jihad Mughniya was the son of one of these valiant soldiers of Hizbullah. He was the son of Imad Mughniya, the one who had rendered sleepless nights for the Zionists and was considered by them the staunchest of enemies. Following the martyrdom of his father, Jihad was the one to take control of his father's artillery. It was Jihad's intellect, wit, and extraordinary skills in battle that played him into becoming the leader of Hizbullah at the mere age of 22. His first mission in combat, which he executed exceptionally well, was an army operation in one of the areas of Syria. Despite being the leader of several soldiers who were nearly 10 years older to him, none had ever doubted his leadership. When one of the senior soldiers was asked about how he had accepted to follow a leader who was 10 years younger than him, he replied saying that Jihad is more than just a 22-year-old. The aptitude of generosity and maturity that he possessed, on top of his unparalleled courage in battle, was evidence of divine inheritance received from his own father, Shaheed Imad. Just like you and I, Jihad was also a part of today's modern era. But despite the ostentatious demands of modernity, his modesty and faith were his ultimate charms. He strived to pray his daily prayers at the earliest of the prescribed times. There was never a night that was deprived of his namaz-e-shab. And slowly and gradually, his thirst for martyrdom became his innate passion. "I want to become a martyr," he responded when one of his friends had asked him what he wanted to achieve in life. Extreme passion was seen in Jihad's worship in the last days of his life. We get to know through his mother and friends that late every night in his last days, Jihad used to weep bitterly while beseeching the Imam of our time. And just maybe his prayer, encapsulated in tear, for the elevated degree of martyrdom was granted. Peace be upon the immaculate soul whose goal was martyrdom. With the life he lived and the death he yearned, he displayed to the world how pure a life can be, even in the most immoral of times, and how the purest of hearts can reach the highest of stations if the soul is truly pure.